The gospel reading today, we hear about our Lord freeing someone from the day of death. And that would, of course, naturally sound like somebody was in trouble, something miraculous happened, and the Lord freed the person. Obviously, if the person is writing about what happened, they weren't put to death, or they wouldn't be alive to be able to be writing about the events. And yet at the same time, the church gives us this reading for a martyr who obviously wasn't miraculously saved from having to die. And so we ask ourselves the question, why does the church do this? It's because she's looking at things in a spiritual way. And as we know, in the spiritual life, things tend to be just the opposite of what they are on the natural level. And so if in the natural way we might look at something and say, well, the freedom from death means that God is going to swoop in, do something, and this person is not going to die right now. But on the spiritual level, what that means is that on the natural level, one might die. But on the spiritual level, one is taken to heaven. One is given eternal life. That's the only thing that ultimately matters. There are many people, for instance, who probably are in eternal condemnation right now, who have been freed from death at one point or another in this life. They didn't die. They continue to live on, but they didn't give thanks to God. Just think with modern medicine how many times that happens. We can thank the paramedics because they get there with their paddles and get the heart started. We can thank the surgeons and the doctors and nurses for all the extraordinary work that they do. But we don't give any of the credit to God. And people continue living very, very sinful lives because we just take it for granted these days. You think back in Scripture, and there are a few people who were raised from the dead, whether by Elisha the prophet or by our blessed Lord. And the people were astounded by that. Today, it's become so commonplace that we just shrug our shoulders. It's like, yeah, they died, but, you know, they were able to get them back again. Pretty cool. And it is amazing. But people in the ancient times were astounded, and they praised God for that. Now, no big deal. And so we see it in that way, and recognize that if we don't give any kind of credit to God, it doesn't become a means for us to change our lives. It just means that we have more years to be able to go on living our sinful way. So on the spiritual side, if God is going to spare us from death, while it is true that he could still work miracles and keep people alive for a period of time in this life, that would be to bring about a conversion. That would be to be able to help that person to see that a miracle basically has been worked for them and that they continue to live, but changing their lives so that they can give up their sinful ways and truly start to live their life for God. But in the greater spiritual way, it is something for all of us, whether we're martyrs or not, because all of us are either going to go to heaven or we're going to go to hell. There is no in-between. Purgatory is a temporary place, and anybody who goes there will go to heaven. And so if we're going to be saved from death, it's saved from eternal death. We read the book of Revelation and what St. John talks about, and he talks about the first death and the second death. First death is what we die here. The second death has to do with eternity, whether we're going to be thrown into the pit of fire or whether we're going to go to heaven. We're all going to die the first death. The only people who won't, well, I guess you've got Elijah and you've got Enoch from the Old Testament. The people who are alive when the end of the world comes aren't going to die the first death. But the rest of us will. Since this isn't the end of the world, we can pretty well count on the fact that every single one of us here is going to die. So we're not going to be saved from death in that sense. Again, there can be something miraculous that happened at some point when you should have died because this or that happened and there was some intervention that you didn't. But as far as death eventually coming to each one of us, that's inevitable. We aren't going to be saved from that. So the question of what we're going to be saved from has to do with eternity. And if we're going to be saved from hell, there really isn't any greater miracle than that. Because we all know that that's where we belong. We all know that if we got what we deserved, well, some of us would be pretty deep down there. And so if the greater miracle, that is, that our sins can be forgiven, that we can be in the state of grace, and that we can actually go to heaven, then indeed we are saved from death. So for a martyr to be put to death and go straight to heaven, remember, for martyrs, there is no purgatory, none. I mean, this is a heck of a deal. If you have the opportunity, line up, take a number, tell them you want to be part of that, because you don't want to have to go to purgatory if you don't want to. So if you have to suffer for a few seconds or maybe even a couple hours or whatever, big deal. Better than hundreds and hundreds of years sitting in purgatory. But for the martyrs to be able to look and say, yes, they entered into death just as Jesus did, and they trampled it. What they were trying to do on the natural level completely backfires on them, just as it did with Jesus. Satan thought that he won. It was his ultimate defeat. Jesus rose from the dead. He destroyed death. He destroyed the power of death. Death no longer has power over us, St. Paul says. So we're freed from it. Yes, we will have to enter into death so that we can get to life. But we've been freed. And that's the way we have to be able to see it. That's the great miracle, that we will be able to live forever in heaven. And old brother Donkey here, yeah, he's going to rise too. And he'll be reunited with our souls. And we're going to be able to live forever, assuming we go the right way, glorifying God, praising him, just as we heard in the first reading. With praise and thanksgiving, we will be glorifying God because he has saved us from death. Not from dying in this life, because that's actually a blessing. And as I've told you before, I do not understand when I read these articles that modern medicine can keep you alive till you're 150. Give me a break. Who wants it? I mean, the goal is getting to heaven. Why do you want to stay down here any longer than you have to? No, we're freed from everlasting death. We're freed from our own sins which brought death to us. And the miracle that our Lord has taken that away and opened the way to heaven so that we can have life forever. We will be praising him and thanking him because he has saved us from death, the death that we chose, but the death that he destroyed. And that if we're martyrs, praise God, but even if we're not, doesn't matter. All that matters is dying in the state of grace so that we can be united with our Lord and destroy death and live forever.